At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Pacifico. When having a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
What's going on, beautiful people?
I am so excited. We got fire in the studio today. Already made me flustered. you know it's good when instantly I go, oh, I'm sweating, I'm nervous.
Is the fire the candle?
No. Oh my god.
Wow.
She's back. She just did Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yes.
She's a stand-up comedian. You can go follow her everywhere. Chloe Radcliffe. Give it up for Chloe Radcliffe.
That's me. Hello. What's up? How are you?
Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. I love this. I met you right before you went away.
Yes.
Officially. Because I knew you online, and then I met you right before you went away. How
yes.
was your trip?
And I've seen your, I've seen your stuff online forever, and then at Rats Grabs. The trip was wild. It was great in so many ways, and it was, the festival is crazy, and then I extended for a long time. I stayed in the UK for a long time afterward.
Why'd you stay?
I fell in love.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It, with a person? Or?
With a person.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
Are you still? Are you still in love?
I'm still in love.
Oh, wow.
You're still in love.
That's good. Yeah, he's very far away, and who the fuck knows what's going to happen, but... Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have to make a phone call to someone and be like, hey, I'm staying longer?
Yeah.
Who'd you have to tell?
A guy who I was dating.
Oh! Oh my god!
Oh my god, if this gets put out, if he listens to this, that poor... He's really wonderful. Anyway.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, yeah. It was sad.
That must have been such a hard phone call to get.
It wasn't a phone call. I sent a long text. I sent like a long text.
I appreciate that.
And he just replied, hey, it's okay. That's it. It was a great response.
I can't blame him.
I can't ask for anything more. But I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah.
His feelings are going to be hurt.
Totally. I'm amazing.
Yeah. I love that. You are amazing.
No,
I know. The silence was a beat too long.
Yeah, well, come on, man. Come on.
Hey, you're awesome. Leave all the boys. Ruin all the
No, of course it doesn't feel good to get bad texts.
No, it doesn't.
And it wasn't even, I just was like, hey, I met somebody, and it feels, literally the text I just said, I said it feels phony to pretend that that something isn't happening.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's mature.
Yeah, thank you.
That's really mature.
Thank you.
How was the festival besides?
I see, I am great.
You are great. wait, is he Scottish or
British?
British.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. How is that? Where is he? Is he from London?
Would it be better if he was Scottish? No, I'm kidding. He's definitely gonna listen to this.
Is he really?
Of course.
Oh, like, of course. I know.
I don't know. Now, here's the problem. I'm not very online at all. Like, I treat social media as like it's very much a part of the job, and I'm an entertainer, and that's where entertainment comes out now.
Yeah.
But I'm not a like. My Twitter, I truly tweet once a quarter, and I feel like the Steve Buscemi holding the skateboard, like, hello, fellow kid. You know, I'm just bad at, like, the hyper online tone.
Sure.
And so I don't, like, when I meet somebody new, whether it's a person who I have romantic feelings for, or just a friend or whatever, like, I don't Google them. I don't go and listen to their podcast episodes. I don't whatever. And as I have been dating more recently, everybody just like is like, oh, I listened to a podcast you were on. And I was like, what the fuck? You fucking creep. Like, get the fuck away from me. But it happens. It's so much more normal, it turns out. Anyway, I don't have any. There's no funny punchline at the end of this.
No, I do. I do think it's really normal that people do that. But then if I go out with them, I go, but could you just not listen now?
Yeah, I should say that. Yeah, I should be like, can I have my own life? Except my own public life that, uh-huh. that millions of people are welcome to listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. Besides you.
But not you, the person who is seeing me naked, who I am seeing naked.
That I'm supposed to be so open with. Share everything. But here.
Yeah, you're actually the person who I don't. And honestly, the rest of the globalized world can listen to this.
Yes!
Can listen to me talk about fucking a stranger. But you personally, specifically, I would like to not.
It's so hard. I feel the same way. I was going to say about my family because I'm not with anyone.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. What a sad fucking sentence. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You, the people who are seeing me naked, who I am seeing naked.
I wish.
At Thanksgiving.
My ass does come out a lot. I was hugging.
Do you mean that metaphorically or you mean that? No, actually, literally. Yeah.
It was my nephew's birthday yesterday and I was over there and I must be the most annoying brother-in-law because my sister and my brother-in-law are hugging. And so I go up and I start hugging both of them too.
Sure.
I'm just a giant, huge guy that's coming up and hugging them. And as I'm hugging them.
I want to be a part of this cause.
Yeah. I was like, hey, wait, let me get in here. And so I squeeze in, I start hugging both of them. And then my pants falls down by accident. Oh, fully no. To my ankles.
Wait.
I forgot to wear my belt yesterday.
Your pants fell down.
Mm-hmm.
To your ankles.
And I'm standing there hugging my brother-in-law and my sister. And my brother-in-law goes like this. He goes, hey, that's the effect I have on the Canellis. Can you believe it?
That?
And he walked away.
You have to be the straight man to your brother-in-law's funnier joke.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be the goofball whose pants fall. I didn't know that pants fell down in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
All right.
You know what?
Not your underwear, too, though.
No, not my underwear.
Okay.
But if your belly is bigger than your butt, they fall down.
Sure.
God bless. God bless, because this is new information to you. So all I have to say in response to that is God bless.
No, it's that I think my belly is bigger than my butt, but I and just proportionally whatever.
Sure.
But it's that women's jeans go up over the belly, so we got the belly to hold it up, right? It doesn't, and size, irrespective of size, it's just that ours goes over the little hump.
I've been trying to go over the hump lately.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you stay over the hump when you sit? Now we're really getting in the pot.
You stay over the hump when you sit. Yeah.
That doesn't hurt your belly.
Only when you're really full. Oh, yeah. High-rise jeans when you're, like, mom jeans when you're eating, when you're really full, are a fucking nightmare. But the problem is that, I mean, at least women's clothes are so tight, like, because we have to, be fuckable to add value in society that, obviously.
I don't know. you say so. I don't know.
The second we get full, it's like my bra is uncomfortable when I'm
really?
Full. My fucking everything gets uncomfortable when you're full. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Anyway, but so stay up over the hump when you sit down.
Good to know. So you're in.
You're gonna get some mom jeans.
Am I gonna get mom jeans?
Yeah.
I'm just going over the belly lately.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, but then, what do you do when you sit down?
You
tuck under.
I tuck under. So when I'm standing up, there's a whole situation that's happening.
Sure. What happens if you try to just keep it over?
Have never tried.
Well, try it.
I'm not going to try now because I want to be comfortable. But I will try in the future. So, those are the people I don't want to listen to. It's my family. I hope they didn't hear that. How was the actual shows? Was it fun
to do? At the Fringe Fest?
Yeah.
It's a fucking steamroller. It is truly like being in a rock tumbler for 30 days. Like, it is like somebody is just like shaking your shoulders and doesn't stop for a month.
And is this the first time you did it?
It's the first time I did it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing in so many ways. It's so addictive. It's so intoxicating. But the thing is that basically it's the highest highs and the lowest lows all in one day. You'll swing from feeling like on top of the world because because like one of your comedy heroes watched your show, walked in off the street, watched your show, was like, holy shit, that's incredible. You're so good. And then an hour later, you'll get a really dog shit review and plummet all the way through the floor or reverse, whatever. Like, it's just, it's all over the place. It is. And like, if I went to sleep at 3 a.m., that was an early night. Not like not, like fine. That was like capital E early.
Wow.
Most
wow.
nights I was going to sleep after 5 a.m.
Oh.
And then still waking up at like 10 a.m. because it was like your body's just running on this crazy adrenaline. Sure.
And that's not sustainable for a month.
I mean, it somehow you do.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Everybody, ton of people get sick. I somehow didn't get, thank God I didn't get sick.
Did you drink a lot?
I drank every night. I came in.
Not a lot, yeah.
I don't know about it was a lot. Not a lot.
She's really been in the UK.
Yeah.
Drank every night, not a lot.
I would say I showed great restraint by only drinking every night and not every night and day.
That's amazing. Okay. It truly is. That's like one of the only things to do there probably is drink and do comedy.
It's truly drink and do comedy is what you do in this place because there's no phone service. There isn't.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've never had worse phone signal in a city. And
what do you want?
I'm on Verizon, but I was like, they were like,
family plan?
Verizon family plan.
Okay, we had to admit it.
We looking for a sponsorship here? give a nice shout out to Verizon.
I was just seeing if you're still on the family plan.
I am.
I'd like to get an assessment to see where we are in life.
But it's me and my mom. That's the whole family.
Oh, that's the whole family.
Yeah, it's just
you can't leave her.
I can't leave her.
It would actually be disrespectful. You bring someone else to the family plan.
Yeah, yeah. She's on my family plan.
That's amazing.
Honestly, I call her. I talk to them. I do the thing. Yeah.
Just like how my parents lived upstairs from my basement.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Your parents ate your cereal that was sitting in the cupboard.
Yeah,
they ate your day-old pizza.
Oh, they would never. My mother would never disrespect me like that.
Thank you.
My mom would go, there's pizza, because she would do the aluminum foil individually wrapped, the slices.
Wow.
Would your mom do that?
Yeah, same, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there was always pizza in the fridge, and my mom would set a limit for how many had to be there by Friday. She'd be like, I need at least two slices for Friday.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, and everything else was free range.
That's nice. That's nice.
It was nice.
That's really nice. We just put all of our pizza slices in one big Ziploc bag. So it was just kind of a sack of pizza.
Oh, that's awesome, though. That got me really excited to look at a sack of pizza.
Yeah, big sack of pizza. Honestly, you stick that in a toaster oven, you've kind of a weird, you know, ooh, fucked up calzone.
Meld it together.
Yeah.
You know how to properly reheat pizza. You put it in a pan with a little water. And you cover it in the lid.
I just heard somebody talking about this with bread.
Oh, really?
Wait, in a saucepan or in the oven? On the stove?
On the stove.
Okay. And it like brings it back?
It like adds moisture to it.
Wow.
So it like makes the bottom crispy and adds moisture rather than the toast. Because everyone goes toaster oven.
Yes.
But you got to do stovetop with a little water.
Okay, great. This is perfect. This is incredible. Do you have a microwave?
I do have a microwave.
Do you use it very often?
Yeah, every day.
You seem like a person who like wouldn't you who like you know like you got the stovetop pizza tricks. That feels like a you don't need a microwave.
I do, but I freeze my meat. So I like
You like to thaw in the microwave.
Yeah, I thaw. Sure. That's mostly microwave action is like frozen veggies and thawing meats.
What do you use your microwave for?
I don't have a microwave. He's trying to get me to get a microwave once a month.
You don't?
No, I don't have a microwave.
Do you cook?
Yeah.
Good.
And
you can't be both. You either need to have a microwave and not cook, or not have and cook.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah, I don't
know.
Both. I make pre-made pasta.
What do you mean pre-made
and
pasta?
I get ravioli. That's like I just put it in a pan for 3 minutes, or in a thing for 3 minutes, and it has like it's butternut squash or truffle like ravioli.
Sure.
So it already has flavor. I don't really have to do much.
You're wasting a lot of money. On a tiny package of fancy pasta.
100%.
Yeah. Do you get takeout a lot?
Not really.
He goes and picks up.
He just only eats. Yeah. Oh.
I
oh,
eat
wait,
that.
Wait, wait.
Burgers, pasta.
Were you counting
cereal.
Takeout as not? He was counting picking up as not taking out.
No.
I could see his logic.
I get that. No, I get.
He's
I get.
He's got some skewed
once
logic.
Once a week. No. I get
say
that.
No
once
to
a week.
A phrasing. By,
yeah.
Yeah. No.
A contrarian.
No. I'm not being annoying. I do once a week. I go. I get Pizza Town now.
Just once a week?
Yeah, I would say. On average, once a week.
Okay.
Which means there are some weeks where
some weeks
three.
You get two, some weeks there is three, but then you go 3 weeks with no Pizza Town.
They know I'm there. They give them all the leftover garlic mats.
They do know me now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that I got
right.
the exactly.
Are you friends with the local pizza spot by you?
No, I don't get pizza very much.
Any type of takeout. I would advise someone.
Look, once every 6 months, I do a little sack of pizza.
Okay, really? That's it?
Takes
did it last
year? For the next 6 months.
Nice.
I just
nice.
Take a spoon. You sort of spoon out the
oh,
sack.
Oh, God.
Of pizza.
I love pizza, but I can't do spooned pizza.
No, like
oh,
ice
God.
Cream.
Oh, you know what would be good? Ziti pizza. Like you make a pizza into a ziti. You just stack them on top of each other. Have you?
They make that.
They do.
I guess.
And you like cut a slice.
Oh, you're mean.
Not a ziti slice.
Oh, lasagna. Yes, excuse me. Lasagna pizza. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you just take layers of pizza and stack them. This is some real fat boy shit happening.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
That's actually, that is a great...
Yeah. That'd be good, fun to serve at a party.
And then you can get little cake slices. You can do like little thin slices and then they fall on their side and then you eat it with a spoon.
I love
this. And
then
you eat it with a spoon.
I'm so excited.
I'm sorry, I'm peeking the microphone because I'm so excited about eating pizza with a spoon.
I peek your microphone from over here. It's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are totally fine. Okay, so wait. Did you like any of the food there?
No, the food is terrible. Okay. I've never had worse Italian food more in my entire life.
Oh God!
We somehow ate, and this guy who I was seeing there kept bringing me to eat Italian food, and I'm speechless at how bad the Italian food is in Scotland. It is truly like this sugary, gluey, sort of like out of a freezer microwave glop that then they're like, and this is our restaurant. And
oh,
it's like,
God.
What the fuck is happening?
No, I didn't eat any when I was there.
Yeah. Yes, the Italian food, real dog shit. But everything else is fine.
Yeah. Was he doing the festival?
Yeah.
Nice. Can I ask a question? Funny.
Sure.
This might be.
I mean, I don't know what the question is.
Did you see him perform and then be like, "Oh, we should hang out," or did you?
I did not see him perform first.
Yeah,
he saw me perform. So we met, like you know, sort of like it clicked, but like I kind of didn't think anything of it.
Sure.
Then he came to my show, and I was like, "Oh, that guy's here. That's nice." And then later we like got to know each other, and then I went and saw him perform.
Were you nervous to see him perform?
Honestly, no. You kind of know, don't you know? Like,
if someone's gonna be funny,
you know, if someone's at least gonna be like fine enough that you won't be mortified to be fucking them. You know? And babe, I want you to know that's how I feel about you. I think you're fine enough that I won't be mortified that I'm fucking you. That's the vibe that you give off.
That's incredible.
What? I knew that he was funny. He's a very funny person.
Of course. He's funny in real life.
He's funny in real life. Yeah. And you just don't know, but it's like, I wasn't nervous, you know?
Yeah. I feel you.
If we ever get married, we'll be standing there, and at our vows, he'll be like, I knew from the second I watched you get on stage that you were going to entrance me. And I'd be like, I was pretty sure that I was not going to be humiliated to be next to you.
It is something to be nervous about. Like, just in general, if someone, is loves something or wants, like, has a passion, you're like, I hope they're good at it.
Yeah, totally. Oh, the idea of, I have only seriously dated one comedian, and how I always talked about him was he's the funniest comedian. He's the funniest person I've ever been around.
That's amazing.
Now it's hard to say that now that I'm loosely dating another, not loosely, whatever, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
I feel you.
Wow.
Who knows?
It is so nice for someone to come on with more complicated situations
than us.
This is fucking beautiful.
Watching the numbers roll in my head. The only comedian I've ever really dated is truly still one of my favorite comedians
That's
in the
awesome.
City.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, like, sometimes you watch your friends date other comedians who are not good, and you're like, what is happening? Buddy, get out of there.
It's built on lies.
It's built on lies, and or is it built on insecurity? Like, you mean it's built on lies because your funny friend is telling the unfunny partner, like, that was a great set.
Yeah.
It's like, we all know that was a bad set.
So if we're already lying about that, probably one of the most important things to them, like, what else are we lying about?
Yeah, we're lying about...
Also, it's like, is that person just with them for that validation? Yeah. If I'm a funny person.
Oh, yeah. And you mean like, do they like inherently know in some deep part of themselves that they're not funny?
I like the validation from you, and I like that you're hotter for me.
Yeah.
Which is
it
always,
is always that they're hotter. It's always that.
It's never the other way.
Yeah, it's never,
it's never a really hot, funny person and an ugly, unfunny person.
That's just what it is.
Never, never is.
It's never
is.
Happens.
No.
Is it your show about cheating?
It is.
Wow, what a place to snag a boyfriend.
Watch my show.
And you made it come true. In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
What, that I cheated on this guy?
No.
The guy. Oh. The guy from home.
No.
Oh,
we weren't like boyfriend
and
girlfriend.
Oh,
No. No, we were like loosely. We were like seeing each other. Oh,
it was not official.
Yeah, it was very casual. It was nice. Great. Like, we liked each other, but it was very, very casual.
Yeah.
I mean, it was casual enough that I could send a text.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he could
not
say, it's okay, and that's okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your show's about cheating. What's your stance on cheating?
My stance is it's always bad. It always hurts people. And it happens all the fucking time all around us. And nobody talks about it. And we just put our fingers in our ears and pretend that it's not there. And that not talking about it doesn't make it go away.
That's beautiful.
That's what I think. I think, like, if it's as if pretending that, like, alcoholism wasn't in so many ways around us. Like, so many places around us. It's not good. I'm never condoning it. But it's also like, what are we going to do? Going to be like... Nope, not, you know, I've never had any impure thoughts whatsoever.
Sure.
And just push it down. I think that's what most people do.
It doesn't solve a problem.
It doesn't solve any problem.
It makes it worse. Secrets and hiding stuff is bad.
Totally. And it's going to come out somewhere. Like, whatever that thing that you're fighting. And I don't mean this to say everyone cheats, but I think way more people cheat than ever admit it, than ever, ever, ever talk about it. And we hear much more from the people who have been cheated on. And that it's incredibly painful. And I don't mean to discount that experience at all. But like,
no, throw them under the bus.
Yeah. I mean, those fucking pussies.
Those fucking losers.
Getting cheated on? What? You dated a fucking cheater?
No, what are you talking? If you had a good dick, you wouldn't get cheated. I'm kidding. I'm talking about me.
Well, then it's like, to me, it's like if somebody is on the side of somebody who has cheated, the idea that like I have spent most of my time in relationships not cheating.
100%.
So
that's great.
Not so bad after all. Huh?
Not so bad. But what a stat. This, you drink every day, barely drink every day. Most of the time, you're not cheating when you're in a relationship.
Who wouldn't want to date me?
She's a catch. She's a winner.
That guy was sad when I broke it off with him. No, that like, if you push back, you know, like, the times when I was like chafing against the bounds of monogamy, even when I was containing it in myself.
What a poet.
Thank you.
Chafing against the bounds of monogamy.
Yes. I love that.
Make it sound really eloquent.
Is that from your show, or did you just think of that?
That line is not in my show, but that is a sentence that I have said before.
Wow. Yeah, you don't say that sentence without thinking of it.
I should have been like, it just came to me. Here, wait, can we take that again? Pitch me that again.
I'll tell you. Wow. Have you said that line before?
No, never.
Genius.
Thank you.
So as you're chafing against the bounds of monogamy.
Then, like, even if you hold something inside, you know, if you push it down, if you shut something into a jar, at some point, it squeezes out. Like, you just can't keep the lid on. I don't think this is just cheating or just monogamy or whatever. I think anytime you're closing the lid on something, it squeezes out somewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe the way it squeezes out is actually that, like, you recede in your relationship, or you, like, you know, like, you retreat and you become cold. What, like, that to me is a version of it coming out.
Sure.
And then that coldness becomes like confusing to the person on the other side. And if you're not admitting, like, oh yeah, the reason that this is oozing out of me is because I'm not addressing something that is a real dynamic, even if it's the scariest fucking dynamic to say, even if it's a dynamic that makes the other person feel like I'm not enough for you. Like, I mean, it's a nightmare. It's bad.
There's
not a clean way, but there's not a clean way to ignore it either. And that's my TED talk.
Yeah, what's the solution?
To me, I think the only solution is to, like, start to talk about it. I think it's sort of the, like, sunlight is the best disinfectant. Like, I think it is better to talk about whatever that, like, hard nut of shame is inside of you. I think it's better to talk about that than to not.
To be like, I want to hook up with other people. Want to hook up with other people. Or you feel these urges to hook up with someone.
Well, to me, this is why, like, I think it's really hard to... look, it's hard to make a cruise ship do a U-turn, right? Like, it's hard to take a relationship that's on one track and then be like, and surprise, I want to fuck other people, and you got to be fine with that. Like, I'm not a crazy person. I'm
but
not
that
a
happens.
Asshole. Sometimes that does happen. And that, I think, is also an irresponsible way of handling it. But it's like, now that I'm starting to, like, I've in dating now over the last couple of years, I have been entering these relationships saying, like, hey, I have these very complicated feelings about monogamy. I'm not like trying to have six boyfriends at once. That's not who I am. I think I want a partner. I want a person. But but coming in being like, I want to be upfront about this. I want to be able to be honest about these feelings. Uh-huh. I would like to, if I go to a bar and I meet somebody and I get to flirt with them, I would like that to be fine. Is that fine with you? Like, we're starting at that level.
Oh,
because yes, to come in to
you like to flirt.
Flirting is
at the very.
I love to flirt. I'm flirting.
Look at him. He goes, like, you were the principal. You like to flirt.
No, I'm sorry. I should have.
Cross your arms.
I don't know
like
why I crossed my arms. I had my arms crossed and then I said.
So
it.
You admit it.
No, I like to flirt too.
We got her. Bring him in.
No, no.
Yeah, what are you talking? Of course, flirting's fun.
Do you get. Is that like scratch the itch enough, do you think? Just like a little flirt. It's like, all right, if I'm cool, I know I could always go out and flirt.
I think in some cases it does. I'm sure in some cases it won't. I don't know. This is where, to me, it's like, I actually don't think there's any kind of black and white answer. And I think that framing it as like, you should be able to have, like, your rule is an open relationship where in, like, when you're not in the same friend group, it's fine. Then you can, but in the same friend group, you can only, I mean, like, I don't fucking know. Like,
yeah.
And people always get hurt when the rules are like that because somehow you could manage a way that you broke the
absolutely,
rule.
Absolutely, which is still cheating. It's like, you're still cheating when you're in all of this. This is why, to me, it's like.
To cheat in an open relationship is a pro. That is a professional at work. Cheat in an open relationship.
Yeah, that's a person who just wants to break rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't care about ass. They care about hurting.
Yeah.
No, I think that like some people don't even want to like admit to their partner they find other people attractive.
Totally. And some people on the other side. And the other thing is that like the people on the other side who are like, oh, you find that person attractive, that makes me feel jealous, or that like gives me a little zap of insecurity. Mm-hmm. I get that zap of insecurity. I'm not saying I'm not like, talk about how you want to fuck her right in front of me. I'm not that person at all. I'm like, no, you fucking, her tits are better than mine. Get the fuck away from her. Don't you make eye contact with her. Absolutely. Like, I'm not, there's no perfect outcome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's complicated. But I do think that talking about it and like getting on the same page is so important.
Totally. I wish I had more jokes about how I feel, but I just feel so passionately that I get on my little soapbox I don't think there is any clean solution in any direction. And I think that the way that I am working very hard in myself. This is sort of a like therapy moment, but I'm working very hard in myself to not, I have a narrative of when I am the most honest about how I feel and think and want to act, I hurt the people I care about. And so that what I should do is just shut that down so that I don't hurt these people I care about. But then it squeezes out and ultimately it winds up hurting them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I would rather.
And it hurts you too along the way.
And it hurts me too along the way. And holding it in hurts me.
Yes.
Like, life is pain. Life is suffering. There is no God. We're posting as World War III is starting.
It's truly insane. I did share my podcast today.
I know. I mean, I posted a fucking reel and it's true. It's truly mind blowing. But anyway.
This is us.
This is us. This is where we are.
This is this wretched, wretched world.
I don't think I've never like actively cheated. I've not committed.
Yeah.
Which is just as bad. Someone begging you to commit and you don't commit and then just hook up with someone else.
Totally. Where it's like, to me, I do think that what I count as cheating is not just like the relationships that I say I've cheated in are not. There are relationships where I didn't like go out and fuck somebody else.
Oh.
But I do feel like I had an emotional affair in that relationship.
OK.
And I count that as cheating because to me it's like it's making somebody feel safe and then pulling the rug out from under them. But there are people who have like second families. I never had I was never a second family person.
Do you think
you know?
People still could pull that off?
Second families?
Nowadays, I don't think you could pull that off.
I feel like in some directions it would be easier, you know?
How so?
You have two cell phones. You can be like planning the whole time. There's never I feel like the way second families always got caught was like somebody comes home at the wrong time because you didn't know, you didn't have somebody to warn, you know, like you got these fucking landlines.
Yeah.
Now you got these little computers in our pockets. You can keep track of your second family and tell them to stay the fuck away from you right now.
Oh, God, you're right. Second families always got caught because also they lived around the corner from each other. It was always a dude that's like,
it was way too close.
He's like, I'm going to set up a second family down the block.
Same zip code, so I don't have to memorize a different zip code.
One tax, one city for taxes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I could ever do that. I
don't think I could ever.
Of course not.
I can't even do a first family.
Yeah.
No. Well, thank you. I was wondering what your thoughts on cheating were because I knew your show was about it.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they were just like, I'm for cheating. But
not at all.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, thank you. It is nice. I am a hero.
You are.
Yeah, I am a good person.
Did people come up to you and be like, oh, it was so nice to hear people talk about cheating because I've been cheated on? I'm sure that.
The people who have been cheated on, the reaction that I got from people who have been cheated on was usually, I'm shocked that by the end of this show, I didn't hate you, but I didn't. Or by the end of the show, it was never like I was fully on your side, but by the end of the show, I understood what was happening. I understood where you were at, and I wasn't upset by it.
That's cool.
Which is the most, I think the absolute most that I can possibly ask for.
Sure.
But every single show I would have somebody come up to me afterward or like DM me on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And basically the universal reaction was, and this is maybe cocky of me to say, but the universal reaction was like, I have had all of those thoughts, or I have had some range of all of those thoughts and feelings, and I never felt like I could say it out loud, and I never thought that anybody would ever say it out loud.
That's so nice.
It's like validating to hear. And I've had that experience in art where I watch art that I'm like, holy shit, that is me, and I didn't know that other people had this experience.
Yeah.
And I am a huge part of that. And I don't mean to say like I'm altruistic, like I'm doing this for other people, because really it's making me feel good to have people say, wow, that was cool.
Yeah, I'm aware. You're not tricking me. I'm not like I'm Mother Teresa. I know why you do comedy.
But I do love that reaction.
Yes, of course. It makes you feel good. Yeah.
I feel like you can't really even say there's nuance to cheating. Like, you can't really say that on a first date.
No, totally. You're not allowed.
That's not something that is, like, received well. No. Of, like, oh, that's what he's bringing up early on.
Right, right.
Which it does happen all the time.
But don't start bringing it up,
right? I know. I can't be bringing it up. You can't leave the podcast. I've said it, I don't think cheating's that big of a deal. I think there is nuance to, like,
or, like, there are situations where it's a huge deal. Or also, to me, it's sort of like, it's actually kind of always a big deal, but it also doesn't stop it from happening all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is shocking that anybody has ever wanted to fuck me, much less that I've had options.
I think people want to
fuck. I'm always sweaty.
Oh, you're a sweaty girl.
Well, I'm biking everywhere.
You wear your helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Have you fallen?
Mm-hmm. My helmet has saved my life. Oh, yeah.
You fell hard? Mm-hmm. Car hit?
Never. I've never hit a moving vehicle.
Okay. I'm not gonna win. Please, yeah. Thank God. And you bike every single day? Jesus Christ. Did you bike at home, or were you like, I'm going to learn how to ride a bike in New York City?
I biked in Minneapolis, but...
Twin Cities?
Yeah, Twin Cities. But nice. I had a car, and when you have a car...
You like flexing that you know a nickname?
The Vikings?
So you know the other twin? What's the twin city?
That's one of them. What's the other one?
I don't know. What was it?
I said, come on.
Minneapolis.
And what's the twin?
Minnesota.
That's the state.
Minneapolis and
I believe it's a capital.
Oh, he's just showing up.
Come on, baby.
Saint Laurent.
You're not far.
Actually, you got one of the words.
I know.
And it's Laurent.
I don't know.
Saint Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew it was something like that because I used to watch Gangland all the time.
Oh, sure.
So there was.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Oh. Wait, are you Scandinavian?
Oh, yeah.
You are? Me too.
Really?
I'm Swedish.
I'm Swedish and Norwegian.
Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Look how old I'm getting. Do you see how old I'm actively getting?
Golly.
Oh, no. Here we go. Now we're connecting.
I haven't been. Have you?
No, I would love to go.
I've heard people say that Sweden and Norway just look like Minnesota, but more expensive. And I've been like, well, I don't need to go.
You know what I want to do? I want to go rent one of those, like, it's a hotel that you stay in the bubble, and it's like, it's clear, so you can see the northern lights as you lie in bed.
That's cool.
And you just lie in bed and you look at the northern lights.
That's very cool. I've never heard of that.
That would be so, that's like a fantasy of mine to go do that. I've done like a lot of European trips and I've never done something like that. I want to go on a vacation where the food isn't good.
Where the food is good.
No,
is
isn't.
Not good. Where you don't care about the food.
Yeah, I don't care about the food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, you're saying lefse and lutefisk are not your
no, I did not
priorities?
Pickled fish. Yeah. No, my
lutefisk is jellied fish.
Oh, I know.
Even better.
My mumu used to live in my house with me.
Yeah.
So she would like eat all that shit.
And lefse. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Do you know how to say anything?
Hutihu. That's 77 in Swedish.
Hutihu.
Hutihu.
It's offensive. To speak their language properly is offensive. Hutihu.
Yeah, which is fun because that proves that it's just any impression sounds like a hate crime. Like it's not racial. It's any impression sounds bad.
It truly
sounds mean.
Because even if you went up to someone and that was Swedish and you just said 77, and go fuck like, yourself.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, my mumu used to sing me a song. That was like a nursery rhyme. And Swedish people are so fucking cold that it was, go to bed, little boy, go to bed, little boy. If you don't go to bed, I'm going to smack you on the ass.
Yeah.
That was the song.
Yeah. There's no hugs, no emotion.
No.
Yeah.
All alcohol. Did you have a lot of alcoholism in your...
Not really.
My great uncles and my great aunts all were alcoholics.
Really?
Because
yeah.
I guess the light. I think it was a literal sunlight problem.
Totally. Oh, I mean, it's too cold to yell. It's too cold to like. It's too cold to have any kind of outpouring of energy.
Sure.
You
work on the farm all day long.
You work on the farm all day long, and so all you have when you come in at night and you're fucking freezing and tired, you just sit in a chair and drink potato alcohol.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. It would just be vodka.
Yeah.
They would literally just. It is very like a Soviet like.
Yeah.
Like we sit there. Even my grandpa who didn't drink. Every day he came home from work and had a cocktail. He would sit in a chair, not look at anything, and just drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And just stare. Look at the devil right in his fucking cock.
Yeah. And that devil's cock has a dark, dark hole in it. You can get lost in that, man. You just look.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scandinavian. Have you had real Swedish meatballs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, I went to a Swedish college. I went to a Swedish Lutheran college, and our rival was the Norwegian Lutheran college.
Stop.
Yeah, 100%.
You're Lutheran?
My mom's side is Lutheran. My dad's side is Jewish.
So?
Yeah.
What does that make you?
It makes me, but then they were both hippies. I was raised in transcendental meditation when it was a worldview, not like now it's like the celebrities do it for stress relief. Like the TM that they came from is like a religion. That's where I was raised.
Really?
We talked about past lives around the dinner table. Anyway, yeah.
You grew up hippie. What does that mean? So like did you go to normal schools when you
normal like... schools, but like wasn't vaxxed as a kid and way before
polio.
The autism stuff. I think I had one round of diphtheria, tetanus, polio, of DPT.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to my home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really nice.
I have a little cough.
But you would come home and you would just hear all these like, it would be like, don't listen to what the teachers say about certain things or.
No, it would be like, it was much more positive, much more. It's all the optimistic stuff. Like my parents are not there. Or my dad is very like dark and suspicious. But my mom is, she's like. The what spiritual people want to be like she's what Christians are trying to be. She's just like sees the good in everything and everyone and like is so earnest, cannot tell a lie, can't tell when somebody else is lying, like it just takes everything at face value for better or for worse, like you know, just thinks that nobody has an ulterior motive and is sort of like trying to see everybody's soul on their own paths toward the divine, you know.
That's actually so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It actually, to meet someone like that is so special, and people shouldn't fuck with them.
But yeah, yeah, exactly. No,
don't fuck with them.
Yeah, I'm very protective of my mom because she is. It is sort of like, you know, having a kid. She's brilliant, but like having a child where it's like, no, shield your ears, cover your ears, don't listen to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not for you.
Oh, God, that's so beautiful. And you believe in past lives.
Mm-hmm.
You read Many Lives, Many Masters.
I haven't read it.
I'm sure my
parents have, yeah.
I have a copy out for when the hot girls come over.
Ooh.
So they think I'm into it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have a copy of Be Here Now and Many Lives, Many Masters, The Four Agreements.
I have, the Four Agreements.
Yeah.
You Are a Badass. Mm-hmm. I leave on their nightstand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but I was, I think my dad's into it, but he won't admit it.
Oh, but and your dad's Italian?
He's Catholic. Yeah, Italian Catholic.
Okay.
And he like he came on the pod and the, he got annoyed at me because the first question I asked about him believing in God and if he's if he's Catholic, what he thinks about this. And he got annoyed because he refuses to admit that he's into past life regression. He went to Lily Pond, upstate New York, the like capital of like mysticism and like past life regression.
And he won't admit it publicly?
Won't privately. He won't tell me, his son, privately. So I was like, fuck it, on the pod, we'll just go for it. Let me just really lay it out
and
there.
And what he's saying,
I think publicly definitely wasn't. He was like, I wasn't trying to piss any of the religious people off. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I guess he went to Catholic school. I just want to know.
And his nuns are watching the pod.
We got a wide audience.
You should ask him in private. Have you asked him in private? Mm-hmm. Oh, you have.
He goes, I don't want to.
He doesn't want to talk about
it. But he gave me a couple of books on Buddhism recently.
Yeah, he's into it for sure. That's great. Is he liberal?
Very.
You'll love that. Is he like union liberal?
Yeah. He's a UFT teacher. He was a principal of a school in the Lower East Side when it was like bad.
Great.
Back in the day. Great. So like he's very liberal. He knew all that stuff. He knew about everything before everyone else started learning about it.
He's like he's the original Catholic. He's the real Catholics when the Catholics were like, hey, we should help people.
Yes.
Yeah. The old school Catholics.
Yeah, he wants to actually like be good. But I think my dad has that hippie in him, but he won't let me see it.
Yeah. Damn. You just got to get, you know, strip him down.
I know.
Strip down your dad. Make his pants fall down, but metaphorically.
Yeah. You know? He went to Scotland with me.
Oh,
that's when I went because I went to Edinburgh. Did you go to the countryside?
I didn't. I never got out. I was so stressed the whole month.
You were?
That I like couldn't make. I
what about the
even...
holiday parts?
Yeah. What did you do after?
Yeah. What did you do after? What happened?
Oh, we just hung out in London. I wanted to. Although what's okay? This guy, he was like, just stay at my place. I'm in. I live in London.
Uh-huh.
Except it turns out he lives on the last stop of whatever tube line he lives on. So it's
he lives in Rockaway.
He lives in Canarsie. Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Being like, yeah, come stay at my place. I live in New York, and it's like, no, you fucking don't. I looked it up. The place that he lives is called Ruislip, and Ruislip. When you Google it, it does not say a neighborhood in London. It says a village in England.
Oh,
like, that is not fucking London.
It's just on the train.
I got duped. Yeah.
Damn.
But anyway, yeah. No, I didn't. We drove from Edinburgh to London, though, and that's it's like an eight-hour drive. It's beautiful. We saw there was just a horse standing in the middle of the road, like a pony. It's bigger than a pony, but smaller than a horse, whatever, something like that.
Sure. I love that.
And It was just like standing on a little stone bridge, and then and we had to stop while we were driving because there's a horse in the road, and then a man that looked like he's out of a 1940s like butter ad from England.
They really wear those sweaters.
They really wear those sweaters. They really wear those flat brim caps.
I know, it's so funny.
It's crazy.
And they're quiet, like people say.
Yes, and he came out and he just kind of like clicked at the horse, and the horse kind of looked over and was like, okay, and walked. It was wild.
Yeah, because I went to the countryside a little bit, and I thought it was so beautiful.
It's so beautiful, and it feels like you've gone back in time by, like, 45 years.
I know.
Yeah.
Are you from, like, the city proper?
Me?
Yeah, in the Minnesota.
No, I grew up, like, right on the border of farmlands.
Interesting.
Like, my next friend's overhead. Like,
so you're comfortable outside.
Yeah. Love being outside. Love camping. Love the outdoors.
Nice.
How's your... You want a glass dome between you and the outside.
I go, how do I make the world a zoo?
Yeah. How do I actually live inside the cage and get to look at it outside? I would be fine in my little hut.
I would. Oh, if I could float around. What? I'm like...
Bubble boy.
Oh, God, that would be amazing.
Really?
To be comfortable. I love to be comfortable. You don't like being... Are you comfortable outside?
I
just be honest.
See, I like being uncomfortable.
You
That's
do.
My problem. I think,
okay, David Goggins.
Yeah.
Okay, Wim Howe over here.
No, I do. I think discomfort is I take it too far. Like I'm like suspicious of comfort. I will not make a choice that would make me much more comfortable. Like I'll stay cold because it's good for me or something. And it's like fucking just put on warmer socks or whatever. You'll be better.
We offered you a pillow because we're sitting on folding chairs.
Yeah.
We say, do you want a pillow? You go, no. Now it all makes sense.
Give me the fucking hard metal chair.
You said something. You go, comedy's better if I'm sitting if I'm uncomfortable.
Discomfort is good for a person.
It was also more for height.
Yeah, I did need the pillow for height. I do feel like
I use it for height.
You didn't, you didn't tell me that.
I know, I did. I should.
You were forceful.
I guess I meant I use it. Yeah, I should have said I use it for height.
Yeah.
You came in hot.
He didn't want to be like, yeah, I'm pretty much the same short. Height as you. He didn't want to be like, take it from me. Yeah. I got legs of a 5'7" man, but the torso of a 5'4" man.
Oh my God. My legs are very short.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
We have the same length legs.
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm 5'10" and he's what, 6'3"?
Yeah.
Wow, my legs are very long, but my torso is very short, and I hate that.
You do?
Yeah.
But that's the dream.
Really, isn't that?
No, to me, for women, the dream is long torso. The dream is like, you know, crazy J-Lo body. Like, that's a long torso.
I don't mind that.
Long leg, you wouldn't mind that either.
I'm pretty not picky. Yeah. I'll have everything at the buffet.
So let me name one of the most notoriously beautiful women of three generations straight.
Literally the person that people go, look, she's 60. Isn't she beautiful? Right? Not mind that. Yeah. I thought that, I guess for people like belly shirts, what are they called? Crop tops.
Yeah, crop tops.
Yeah, they're not called belly shirts, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying with a belly shirt.
Does that age me?
Yeah.
Belly shirt, yeah.
Hey, put on your little belly shirt, huh?
Yeah,
You're going out to the club? You're going to the bar?
You have a funny accent when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is how my family sounds.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are they a Mayo family?
Mayo?
Like, people love... I've never been.
Just putting you in a box.
I love
mayo.
I was like, use mayo.
I hear that voice and I think casserole.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We are very excited to have our sponsors back with us. Sunset Lake CBD. You know them. You love them. They have so many great products over there. We are excited to be working with them again. Sunset Lake is a great brand. If you want to check out some CBD, they have so many great products from, I just used some of the body lotion right before the episode, and the whole room instantly smelled like mentholy, right?
Yeah, it smells good. The lotion's nice.
It's so powerful, that beautiful smell. You going to use some now?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm smelling it.
I almost thought you were going to put it in your nose. No. It's like...
Smell.
Yeah, it's like that thing. If you smell your hand and you're a loser, you have some on your nose, bro. Wipe your face. Sunset Lake has so many great products. Check out. They have oils. They got lotions. They got those Good Vibe gummies. If you're really looking to chill, they're really good. Very mild for people that aren't experienced in partaking in extracurricular activities, which I really enjoy. Also, if you use the promo code LOUD, 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 you get 20% off your entire purchase. So if you're looking for some sleep gummies, if you're looking for some lotion, some rub for some sore muscles, or just getting a little funky with those good vibes, use the promo code LOUD at Sunset Lake CBD to get 20% off your entire purchase. Beautiful. All right, back to the show.
Oh, it's Hot Dish. It hot dish, or you know, some people call it a casserole, but to us it's like, oh, it's in a dish and it's hot, so what are you gonna do? You're gonna call it a hot dish.
What's in it? Anything?
Oh, anything. You can put you just open the cupboard and you put in, you got some fried onions, you got some beans, noodles, whatever, you just toss them in.
Do you make hot dishes?
You got cheese, you got sour cream, I don't know, you put it all in there, you got some crunchy stuff on the top.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a million kinds of hot dish. You can do anything with a hot dish.
I don't think I've ever had I've had green bean casserole, but I didn't like it.
And that's the only kind of casserole you've tried?
Yeah, I guess tuna casserole, but it was more like tuna macaroni salad.
You gotta
salad.
Come to Minnesota. We'll treat you. We'll treat you right. We'll make you 100,000 kind of hot dishes.
Oh, those are my type of people too. It's just like, I like putting everything in one pot.
Yeah, hot dish and then bars. Those are all of our desserts are just called bars.
What is that?
You just got a bunch of kind of bars. You can have like 7-layer bars or lemon bars or, you know, like chocolate chip brownie bars or whatever. You know, you got all the, it's just what you make in a pan. We just like to make stuff in pans in the oven.
You're going in and out of the accent.
Anyway,
I'm starting to feel every other word is in it. Are you classically trained in that accent?
Did you have to shake the accent, or you never really had it fully?
No, my dad's from the East Coast, so I feel like I like had a little mix. Like, yeah. I've always had like coffee. Like,
you did?
Yeah, always. I always sounded too East Coast for the Midwest, and now I'm too Midwest for the East Coast.
I don't think you sound Midwest. It
comes out of my O's and O's. It comes out when I'm like, oh yeah, or oh no.
Yeah, it's like someone saying wicked, or like, what do they say in the South? Y'all.
Y'all.
Right? All right,
bless your singular heart.
What are they saying in the South? Y'all, right? I'm such a little New York bubble boy that, like, I get annoying like that. But I don't know why I would go to Minnesota.
It's beautiful. It's lovely.
Is that where are the Mormons? That's Utah, excuse me.
Utah, yeah.
We don't get the Mormons. Wow. We get the Mall of America. We got a lot of lakes. That's all we got.
Did you go growing up to Mall of America?
Oh, yeah. It's 15 minutes from my house, 20 minutes from my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am such a mall boy.
Oh, really?
I grew up loving a mall.
You got to go to the Mall of America. We think it's just a big mall.
Uh-huh.
But it is a real big mall.
It's, like, amazing.
Yeah. They have four gaps or something.
Why would they? Why after three they said let's do one more?
Yeah,
they go productivity through
the
gas.
Take it again, boys.
It's through the roof. Let's run it back.
Hey, we got a couple extra sweaters to put out here.
That's truly. And would you be like, oh, let's meet at this gap?
Yeah, there's some. It might not be. I'm trying to think. There for sure are like Lids, the hat store.
Yeah,
there are like five Lids in the mall. Yeah.
That's an impulse buy kind of store.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah.
So you're walking by, you go grab it.
Yeah.
I loved the mall when I was a kid, and Staten Island Mall was the worst mall.
Mm.
It stunk.
Yeah, we had the best mall. Yeah.
That's true. People talk about it all over. Is there actual roller coaster in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
have
yeah.
you been on?
Oh, yeah.
Scary or not?
No. It's tiny. I mean, it is still inside a mall. But it's much bigger than you would think. I mean, like, it's a real roller coaster, but it's a small real roller coaster.
And how's the food selection there?
Great. Always been real good. The Mall of America food court has been top notch ever since. Ever.
Okay, what are we getting? We go to the mall. You've been shopping all day. Feet are barking. You cannot wait to sit down, but you will wait online.
I've always been a Sbarro.
Oh, wow. Acolyte.
Wow. So the once a month, you go to Sbarro?
No.
Wow.
Oh, no.
You're not tempted by the chicken teriyaki sample?
Oh, that's why you grab the sample and then you go fill up on the Sbarro.
Wow. I've never had Sbarro.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Why would I have Sbarro? What would I do? If I was in a mall food court situation, I'm going straight to the Philly cheesesteak so I could feel, because I felt
I don't think we had a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that felt like the most, I grew up, I was so fucking toxic. I was like, that's the most boy food to eat.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pizza too gay.
Yeah.
Classic. Italian guy.
Classic hallmark of homosexuality.
What am I gonna get?
Pizza.
Sauce on my face? Yeah. Ew, get the fuck. Give me meat.
Give me a fucking Philly cheesesteak where I'm gonna get where I'm gonna get hot melting cheese dripping down my neck. Yeah, much straighter.
I don't know what's wrong with it. All the dudes would be online for the fucking cheesesteaks.
That's funny. It's because what Philly feels like, yeah, like masculine, like old school blue collar.
I guess because you could watch them cook the meat on the grill.
Because if you're not watching them cook that meat, you don't know what they're doing to it.
You're practically at a barbecue. You're practically the dudes hanging out around
the
grill.
You're close to the grill. You're close to the grill.
Me and my
this
dad.
Is toxic behavior.
Me and my dad would go to the cheesesteak thing, and my mom would get fish.
Sure. Much more ladylike.
Much more lady. I mean, she was getting Arthur Treacher's.
What?
Arthur Treacher's. You never. It's like fried fish.
Oh.
It was attached to Nathan's. Have you had Arthur Treacher's?
No. I've never had fried fish like that.
You've never had fried fish?
Not from like a fast food situation.
It's amazing.
And you wouldn't be caught dead eating fried fish in public.
If it was me and my mother having a day, I would.
You would for your mouth.
I wanted to eat fried fish every time I went to the Philly cheesesteak. I wanted it so bad.
Oh. The little artist inside of you wanted to eat fried fish.
That's
but
how
the,
my mother knew.
Twisted
but the
logic.
Masculine, yeah. The masculine identity just trying so hard to fit in. Ugh. Had to eat the Philly cheesesteak.
Was there like chain like Applebee's and stuff there?
We had like Dick's Last Resort on the fourth floor.
What's that?
It's like a tiki bar. With, you know, bad tiki bar food.
Oh,
and they're mean
that.
To you. This is the thing I showed you with a picture of me.
Oh.
I found a picture. Somebody sent me recently a picture of me at Dick's Last Resort. And it said future crossdresser. That was the thing that they gave me. And I'm just like an 11-year-old boy.
And
with
that
my glasses
11-year-old
and
boy
braces.
Never going to eat fried fish again.
No,
never
no I would eat. I was eating a Caesar salad. I was not afraid of looking. Clearly.
Were your parents like, because they were like holistic and stuff like, I don't know what, for hippies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were they vegan and were they, or were they?
They were, I was raised without eating red meat. They were like macrobiotic, vegetarian, whatever the fuck. I don't know, something until my mom got pregnant with me. And then she started craving turkey, and she thought it was for the iron. So they went back to fish and poultry.
That's great.
But never ate red meat. So I didn't eat a burger. I didn't eat a steak until I was 29. Now I love red meat. I eat red meat truly like 5 days a week now.
Sure.
And I'm going in the opposite direction for the environment. But I'm like, I put in 29 good years not eating cow. I'm going to eat a bunch of cow.
Yeah. It's good.
It's great. Oh, my body needs it. Like, well, I've never been full before I've eaten red meat. I realize. Like,
really?
I've been like stuffed, but I've never been like
satisfied, satiated.
Yeah.
Because there is.
And I think it's because all of my blood is Scandinavian and like Polish Jews. Like, I come from a like meat and potatoes people.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah.
And literally, your body doesn't know.
No, you're, yeah.
Your body keeps the score. Check it on my bookshelf.
anybody wants to fuck me.
I have Himalayan's pink salt lamp next to my bed. No, I'm
essential
kidding.
Oils.
I'm kidding. I do. I lit a candle. No, I hate ass. But no, you're like, your body doesn't physically know that you're not in that scenario right
no.
now.
Right.
So you need those types of like nutrients.
Yeah.
Wow. And did you have to come out to your mom, say that you're like, I ate meat today? I tried red meat.
I told her that I started eating red meat, and she was like, okay, I understand. Because she would say like a couple times a year I would crave a burger. And so I would go to McDonald's and buy a burger.
Wow.
She was like, I understand.
She came clean. I love that.
I experimented.
That's good. You put the lid on. It's going to ooze out.
Yeah. You got to be honest.
She was honest. Yeah. Did your mother see your show?
Yeah, she's seen it like 6 times.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Are you going to run it in New York more?
I would love to. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the plans are. But yeah, I would love to figure out.
Yeah, I would love to come see it, because I only got to, it was like 4 weeks before you left then. And I couldn't make those dates.
Yeah.
So now that you're a one-person show kind of gal.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing one-person shows, or are you going to be traditional stand-up
again? I love one-person shows, but it's so divorced from the U.S. comedy scene.
Yeah.
That, like, to put this show together, I really had to, like, not be a part of the club scene, basically.
Yeah.
And I was, like, the touring that I was doing, I was going to, like, fringe festivals, domestic fringe festivals, U.S. fringe festivals, which are mostly just adult theater kids, you know, having a great time. And
oh,
like,
me lady, you do not have to tell me, the improv boy.
You know, it's like, it's great that this is the
no, it sucks.
It's sucks.
They're the worst. They're not funny.
No, they're so self-serious.
Oh God, everyone, no, they don't know how to have a good time.
No, but they think they do. That's the worst part, is that they think that they are like, truly, like God's gift to, you know, the mountains of North Carolina or whatever. It's really crazy. Yeah,
you probably had to watch a couple clowning shows.
I watched clowning shows at Edinburgh.
And they were probably better there.
Way better. Yeah. I don't think, I guess maybe one of the things that I watched at a fringe festival here was a clowning show in retrospect. But it watching it here, I was just like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Why do you got a chicken head on? Happening here.
Yeah, I'm not about that either. I did sketch for a while, and then I like turned 27. I'm like, I'm tired of pretending to be a cloud.
Yeah.
I just got tired of like being a pencil on stage.
Yeah.
So now I just got rid of the costume.
Yeah. Now I'm just doing it spiritually. Yeah. I want to get back into the swing of pure stand-up now.
Yeah, I feel
that is, you know, that is the core. That is what I came from. It is the bread and butter.
Sure. So, but it's nice to be like, I'm able to do this thing. I have this other skill.
Totally.
Because like, there's people do get like, when I was a kid, I would watch on John Leguizamo's HBO one-person shows all the time. I was like, these are the best things ever.
I have not associated John Leguizamo with doing one-person shows. I guess I knew that he had HBO specials, but I've never watched them.
They were amazing. I used to love them.
And I'm going to look these up.
All the characters. I mean, I don't know if they stand the test of time, because I was also into Sinbad at the time, too. and I don't know if that stands the test of time. Yeah. Bernie Mac also I loved the Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
Sinbad, and I love...
He had good taste.
I swear. But I also, unfortunately, like Kevin Smith a lot.
Jane Sally Bob, but I don't. Yeah. Is he a bad man?
No, it's just like he's so pretentious. It's such like a little 12-year-old boy thing to like.
Mm.
It's like he talked about smoking weed and then like what life is according to Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. I was not a comedy nerd as a kid. Yeah. I was a real nerd. I was a speech and debate nerd, and so I never got into the, like, truly it took until I sold a feature pitch and was writing the script a year and a half ago.
It's amazing.
And didn't come from a movie background at all and had to, like, learn about movies, and I was like, you guys fucking heard of this shit? Movies are incredible. And everybody around me is like, what are we talking about? But I just didn't come from that. And so now I'll watch a movie and it feels very dated. But I think that, like, I bet at the time it felt like original and cutting edge. I watched Before Sunrise.
What's that?
It's the movie about where Ethan Hawke, like, falls in love with a French girl on a train, and then they have, like, one intense night together, and then they have to leave.
Written by a man.
Yeah. Written and directed by a man.
That truly sounds amazing.
Fantasy. Yeah. She is beautiful. She's blonde.
Of course. I don't care. I don't care about hair.
But I like
so progressive.
Just beautiful. Just I don't care. Just beautiful.
Listen, if she's beautiful, red, blonde, black, I don't give a shit.
Open-minded.
Yeah, I'm pretty liberal. As long as she's hot as shit.
Look, if she's got big eyes, she's sucking my dick. I'll take whatever I can get.
Okay, you know? Now the pot has begun. I'm kidding.
Is it hot in here, or is it just that candle?
But what the movie's about, the French girl.
Before Sunrise. I just remember watching it and being, but I watched it like 4 months ago, 6 months ago for the first time. And being like, oh, I bet when this came out 20 years ago, this felt like incredibly revolutionary. And now it just feels like what all of the hipster, it just feels like a very dated hipster take on romance. But it's like, oh yeah, that's because what feels hacky now was once original.
There was Garden State existed before the Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like made the Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is always good to like remember.
And now you look back at it and you're like, what?
Yeah, I know. We built on it.
Yeah,
it's always good to build like, on top of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we like built replicants of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it feels like you've done.
Well, that's, I mean, congratulations to enjoying movies.
Yeah.
You guys heard of this shit? I watched Jaws on a plane and I didn't see the last 10 minutes.
Oh, God. I don't even know what happened to the last 10 minutes.
I don't know what happened. Does the shark live? Does the shark die? I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't tell you.
I think they're sequels. Right?
Yeah,
there are, definitely.
So I would imagine he lives.
Or another shark comes along.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than one shark.
That's what happens.
Alien. I think the alien dies at the end, and then there's more aliens.
Oh,
there are. You
right?
don't have to
In
tell
the second
me.
Aliens.
I saw all aliens. So now you have a list. Do you actually have a list of movies you want to see?
I do.
Softly. Yeah, that was a nice word.
Yeah, I do softly. My dad has been trying to get me to watch Apocalypse Now since I was like 14, and I never have. I need to watch Apocalypse.
You know
Now.
What? I've seen it. It's such like a older dude movie.
Yeah.
It's such like a guy that didn't fight in Vietnam. But did your dad fight in Vietnam?
He didn't.
No, but people older
he
than him.
He missed the draft. No. He was the right age. My dad's old.
Really?
He was the right age, but he missed the draft truly by like luck of the draw. It was like.
So did my dad. My dad got a card and he missed it by like they called his number. And
then they called and then it ended. Yeah, I think that's what happened to my dad. Yeah. Yeah, it was really.
Wait a second. Are we?
Brother?
Sister? You are Swedish.
Swedish.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Two families.
And both of our dads believe in past lives.
Yes, this is so wild. Oh, wait, before you go, I need to know, do you believe in past lives and do you think you have had any?
I do believe in past lives.
Uh-huh.
I think believing in past lives means inherently you think you have some. I don't.
Is there a story that you believe in?
I don't have like a specific past life memory. Both my parents do.
They do.
I'm a little reticent to talk about it just because I'm always like, I'm always like, I'm just never trying to convince anybody. I never want to evangelize. I never want to convince somebody else to think how I think. And so I'm always like, yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
No. I think that there is something to it. I hope reincarnation exists.
To me, the
That'd
idea...
be nice.
Totally. Oh, it lets you off the hook for so much in this life.
I know.
Think of all the shit I can get away with.
Sure. It's almost like
drinking just, every day.
Oh, God. It's like just hitting restart on the PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get it next time.
Yeah, the idea that like my mom would always frame it that like the purpose of life is to like learn lessons for your soul to learn lessons and become wiser and become better. And I was always like the idea that we just get one shot Because I guess I do believe that there is something beyond this. I'm not a full atheist. And so then it's like the idea that we only get one shot is really crazy.
Sure. I love that.
Like, you fuck it up, you're down to hell. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Robbie, do you have any thoughts on this?
Sounds good. I don't have thought. I don't know what happens when you die.
No, I
don't know. I have no idea.
You know what happens? Why would you phrase the question like that?
Do I think that I will become somebody? I don't know.
There we go.
I don't. I would. That would be cool. I'm not opposed to it. I don't really feel connected to a past life, I guess, but I don't know. Potentially.
Do you believe in past lives?
I would like to. Yeah. I want to believe in something.
Yeah, I would like to believe in something.
I would love. Some days I wish I was religious.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a weird thing to say, but like.
No, it's not a weird thing to say at all.
I've said this to other people and they'd be like, why? That's so, like, I guess
no,
I'm like in
an
a
anchoring.
New York City.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm in this New York City bubble and I said it to someone. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, but it is the idea of like something that I could believe in blindly or something that I like.
That there's meaning.
Yes.
To all this dog shit that we're wading through.
Yeah. I would love to be religious. And that's why I like, I guess I was talking to my dad about it. That's why he gave me some Buddhism books.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you mean
knows?
You said you wanted to be religious to your dad, and then he said, here, son, read these books.
Well, I think he knows I don't mean Lutheran or Catholic. Yeah.
He said, well, we already tried a couple other religions.
I hope it's not a simulation.
Yeah. I don't think that matters, man.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Because I mean, what are we going to do?
If it is a simulation, our idea of what the other side of the simulation, we have no idea. We wouldn't be able to comprehend
that. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I were to pick one that I would like, I would almost rather,
you'd rather
man
hell.
In the sky than a simulation.
You'd rather hell than simulation?
I don't know.
Would you rather simulation than hell?
Yes, definitely.
Doesn't that feel like its own hell?
No. I actually think simulation's closer to reincarnation. Mm. Because like
you
get to try again. You
also
like
then who's maybe. Doing the simulating?
Yeah,
and isn't that a god?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there is this theory
Let's hear it.
Like if all of us were gods, we would do everything that ever happened. Anything that we could ever want to do, we would do. We would create worlds. We would create mansions. We would create ecosystems. We do it all, and we become bored. And the only way for us as gods to feel alive is for us to forget that we are gods. So we would create a system or a simulation which we could enter in not knowing that we are gods so we could once feel alive again.
Wow. That is so – I get what you're saying. Do you believe that?
No, it's just it's a philosophy. It's
just
like a philosophy
stuff out there.
It's so convoluted. It's like it's the steps to be like, so if you're a god, I as a person am pretty sure I know how if we were all gods, we would feel.
Yes.
And so then what we would do is we would make a little box where we go into a memory hole, mm-hmm. and then we get in there and we don't know. But we get in there, but we do have the capacity to imagine what if we were a god. Like, the other option is just like there is no god and when you die you go into the dirt. And I think that's honestly between those two I'm probably actually going atheism here.
It was a philosopher that said that. This was so fun. I was so happy that you were able to finally come on, and after that you enjoyed your trip. I was so happy that it looked like you had a beautiful time there.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and I'm glad that it looked like I had a beautiful time because I never posted crying selfies.
You cried.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's such an intense experience, and it's very personal. Like the highs and lows feel very, very, it's really hard to separate. Like this high and low is not about me.
Yeah.
And so everybody's been like, looks like you smashed it. And I'm like, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Wow. Yeah. My friend Connor was there. Do you know Connor? He did Rat Scraps.
Yeah. We hung out really close to the end. Yeah.
Nice. He's not a big drinker.
Yeah.
Doesn't drink at all.
Yeah, not a big cheater. Doesn't cheat at all.
Doesn't cheat, doesn't drink.
And I'm trying to hang out with people who drink every night, cheat every day.
Cheat a little bit.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, cheat every once in a while.
That's pretty cool. Where could people find
That's
you?
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's more fun than the opposite.
Thank you.
It is more fun.
I'm at least, whatever. No.
You could say it.
You're a good time.
No, I was going to say, I think I have a good time, but I was going to say, like, I think that there is value in at least, like, knowing who you are and what you do and what's, like, and being honest and upfront about it.
Sure.
Anyway.
I have issues. Don't look my body up and down. How dare you? How dare you? Damn. That was not what I was going to say. How dare you? That's not what was happening. Don't follow Chloe.
No, I don't care. I don't give a shit at all.
What are your issues? No, what are your issues? Let me hear them. Come on. No, come on. I told you mine.
Oh, I can't commit.
Sure.
Yeah. Can't which commit. Is, avoidant attachment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Are you, detached? Avoidant attachment.
Avoidant attachment.
Yeah, so am I. I'm avoidant attachment, but I commit too fast.
You do.
I think that's my problem.
I don't commit at all, but I yearn for love.
Ah. And I but then when it's in front of you.
I run away.
You push it away. Yeah, arm blank.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Robbie, so do you believe in God? You don't need to say what's wrong with you. I just, but people listening already know bullshit about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just didn't want you to feel alone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
They already knew that you wanted to eat fried fish as a kid and instead you had to eat your Philly cheesecake.
They really know.
Yeah.
Where could people find you?
At Chloe Badcliffe on all social platforms, like my last name, but bad.
Nice.
That's that.
I love that. Robbie?
Keep following Loud About Nothing. Subscribe to the Patreon. We started a Patreon. We would love for people to continue to support the Patreon.
Wow.
And
what do they get if they subscribe to the Patreon?
We're doing vlogs. We're talking a little more personal.
Hell yeah.
We just went to Portugal. We have 4 episodes up from the trip from Portugal.
And so people know, we're going to Target and Halloween shopping tomorrow. So we're doing vlogs about all the fucking, because I talk a lot about how I like tchotchkes and like Target and like Halloween decorations.
But isn't this episode coming out November 2nd?
I know.
Yeah,
so now
this will be after that.
Yeah, they'll know. Yeah.
They'll know.
Yeah.
They'll know about
it. The Patreon subscribers have already watched you.
Yes.
Yes. And now everyone else should be jealous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So jealous. If you want to get in the Halloween mood
on November 2nd.
Yeah, beautiful. Keep sharing the pod with people. Beautiful. All right, Robbie, hit the music.